Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tichet. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tichet. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. T.J. fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Farrell moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. TJ fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les TJ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. TJ strikes out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Swanson steals second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Swanson scores. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Dykes trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Cecil covering, for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les T.J. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. T.J. is 0-for-1 in the game. T.J. hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Simmons chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Shea fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Shea. Soltis goes all the way around to score. Morgan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 White Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry bunts towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. T.J. fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les T.J. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. T.J. is 0-for-2 in the game. T.J. hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Swanson hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Soltis strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 3 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet is 0 for 3 in the game. Tichet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.